Hello?
Hey, Mark, it's Forrest. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, man. Hey, you just reached out about your property on Walton Bluff Terrace?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what's going on. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, I'm in a hospital room. I just had some surgery on my back.
Oh, man, I hope you're doing okay.
Doing okay.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few people go through back surgery. It's not an easy thing at all.
Yeah, the recovery is the hard part because there's a lot of pain involved. But
yeah,
in the process, though, things got a little. My wife has had she was in terminal kidney failure, and she's been taking dialysis for 2 years.
Sorry.
And around Thanksgiving, she decided she just wasn't going to do it anymore.
Mm.
So they broke my surgery up into Monday and Tuesday, so I wouldn't be out under anesthesia for 7.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So in the middle of that, she passed away.
Mark, I'm so sorry, man.
Thank you. So there's so much crap going on.
Yeah.
You know, we were struggling to take care of ourselves, take care of each other, and we weren't doing great at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, getting out of the house and figuring out what the next step was, you know, that just seemed like what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were going to put her in hospice, and I'm going into rehab after this, and then I got to find a place to live. I don't want to buy another house. I just don't care about having a house.
Okay.
But we're at a point where, you know, a house needs to be sold now, and so that's kind of where things stand.
Okay. Well, here's what I can do, man. I mean, I can help out any way. You know, I've had family going through the same thing, and I've lost people that were very important to me too, and I'm a human. So I'll help you out in any way that you want. I have a realtor license. I do buy houses for cash as well. I'm an investor and an agent. So what I do is I just help people with the best solution for them. Well, if it's, you know, a cash offer, I'll tell you that. If it's a real estate, I'll give you all the options, and you get to decide what you want. So I can do anything, all right?
Yeah.
So you definitely got a hold of the right guy. The only thing is, you know, what does the next step look like? And we just need to figure that out. So why don't you let me, if it's all right with you, why don't you let me take a deep dive into your house and, you know, property value tomorrow and get back with you maybe in the afternoon? And, you know, because I just saw this come through on my phone and I just wanted to reach out. So
yeah,
take a look at that.
Can you
kind of tell me a little bit about, you know, what do you think the condition is of your house? You know,
it's gonna need a little work.
Okay.
You know, we just had the furnace worked on.
Uh-huh.
But the HVAC system may need some Freon.
Okay.
But new roof is less than 2 years old.
Okay.
So it's in decent shape. It's gonna need some, you know, paint to make it look pretty. Yeah, it's gonna need that.
Okay.
And you know, as you look at it, you know your business. You're gonna see some of the things that it needs. The appliances are in good shape. You know, some people want new appliances. They're good and they're good quality. So they don't have to be changed out, but some people just want to do that, and that's up. Maybe up to whoever's buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
But
So you've been living there. I mean, other than
We're the only, we're the original only owners. We moved in there
and it's
and
the blue house, right? The blue one with the one car
yeah,
garage.
the blue green one, yeah, and the cul-de-sac. So,
Okay.
you know, it was cool when, you know, when our kids are growing up, all the kids would come to the cul-de-sac and they'd play roller hockey, they'd play baseball, they'd play football. So this was a cul-de-sac where everything happened. And
Sounds like good memories, man.
it was good. You know, so we're seeing new families come in and, you know, young kids coming in again. So the kids that were, you know, my son's age are obviously grown up and on their own. So, but yeah, good memories, good house, and I was the official shoveler. So I would shovel out my let me grab that. Okay, you're good. Thank you. So I would shovel out my driveway. You know, we have it's 50 feet long. So I would shovel out where the cars were and ahead of them and get out into the cul-de-sac. And, you know, you kind of knew who had to leave when. And once you had some tracks going, you know, you can get out when you needed to. So it was a crazy time. But yeah, I'm not shoveling anymore. Last thing I did, I had one of the power shovels. So you just aim and shoot. It's battery powered, and you just walk with it, and it's shoveling the snow and blowing it. So whatever. At this point, I don't care anymore. I'm not worried about it. I'm not shoveling any more snow or ice. But we've had our times, and it's been good for us. So.
Okay. Well, Mark, I can definitely help you, and I'll give you every option that I can possibly give you, and you can make the decision, you know, that works best for you. Okay.
Sure. So whenever you email me or text me, whatever,
No, I'm gonna call
just
you. I'm gonna call you.
okay.
Phone is always best. Text message never works the way it's supposed to. So I'm
So
gonna
I
call
yeah,
you.
this way I know who you are and where you're from, because it's, you know, I've had a lot of you know, offers just come out of the blue, and you
Yeah.
know, I don't know who's who anymore.
No, I understand.
So
So again, my name is Forrest, and my company is, you know, Forrest Buys Houses. But like I said, I have a real estate license as well. So I'm going to give you every option and let you think about, you know, and make the decision, and I'll just help you weigh out the pros and cons, okay?
sounds good.
But let me ask you a question, one more question, Mark, and I'll let you go. What do you
Sure.
owe?
What I owe?
Yeah.
I want to say we owe 60.
Okay. So, all right. So all options are on the table. Okay, perfect. All right. That's all I need to know. All right, Mark. I'm gonna drive. I got an appointment tomorrow at 1 o'clock in Midlothian anyway for something else. So I'm just gonna hop, skip, and jump down there and put eyes on it real quick. And then I'm gonna do my due diligence, and I'll talk to you maybe like 4:30, 5 o'clock tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, man. Have a good evening. And again,
All right.
I feel for you. We're praying for you. All right. Get well soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Talk to you
Good night.
soon. Bye.
Good night. Bye.